Richard Massey, Meridian Grace, you're here. It's September 27th, 2018. Patrick Timpone. We have open phone Friday tomorrow. Adam Bergstrom will be here on Monday. What are you taking these days, Doc? And do you take a lot of different supplements these days? Kind of curious. I haven't asked you for a while. Anything fun you're taking?
Yeah. Well, I've been experimenting on and off with a few things, but right now, lately, I've been leaning toward going off a bunch of things. Mm-hmm. On the 25th of September, I had my highest heart coherence ever on my M-Wave. So there's some shift happening, and my hope is that I'll need less supplements, but I still take some DHEA.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much every day I still do the colostrum. I still take Restore whenever I've gone out to eat, especially, and maybe got some non-organic Roundup kind of stuff in a big quantity. I still take digestive enzymes, and I take a few brain formulas before, you know, I'm going to study or something.
Mm-hmm.
I still do the coffee enemas probably 4 or 5 days a week. With the lipotropic detox from Pure Encapsulations and the amino NR from Pure Encapsulations and some of the dopatone from Apex. And I put that in a little coffee enema and sit down and do a little studying or a heart biofeedback session. And that's Meridian great. Fixes these great meals so that I don't need a lot. And I still take some Intramax and Intrakid and Intramin from time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about you? What are you up to?
You know, not a whole lot. Doing my Ayurvedic herbs, and I play with all my superfoods. You know, the pine pollen, I like that stuff, and goji berries, in the tinctures, and some colostrum. But I've been taking some LDN too, low dose naltrexone, off and on. It's pretty interesting.
Okay.
It's an interesting little substance, I tell you.
Yes, it is.
It really is. I think it really helped me to reset something in my nervous system, and I can't explain how it did it or why it did it. And this is only 1.5 mm-hmm. milligrams, but I'm sleeping better than I have in 20 years. Of course, the heartburn thing, you know, wrapping that up, that was huge, you know, because I think it was tied in with the vagus nerve down in here, and, you know, my body was just fried, you know. But yeah, I'm still playing around with that too, and I started doodle on some of it. You know, she's had this ongoing itchy thing for a long time, that we think where it's tied into vaccines or some kind of karmic thing, you know, with itchies, and they're doing a lot of work with LDN on with animals too, low dose. So, you know, she's only been on about a week. I haven't seen any changes yet, but I think it's real safe. Just everything I've been able to find, you know, especially even in animals, it leaves the body in about 2 or 3 hours, something like that. And
okay.
We've done quite a few shows on it. We talked to one lady a week ago that she was full on MS, right? Full on. And mm-hmm. she started, I think, 3 milligrams a day. And she's about... If she was a 0 on a 10 when she started, after quite a few years, she's now 8 on a 10 doing low dose naltrexone. You know? And she's got a whole LDN research center in Europe, travels around the world, and she was literally couldn't leave her bed. You know, so
wow, stories like that.
Yeah, it does something with the immune system. It's doing something to regulate the immune system, to rebalance it, to help the original immune system get back into place. You know, Dr. Cowan's using it a lot with the vaccine kids, you know, Meridian, you know, on his latest book. All autoimmune stuff, people are having success with it. Very low doses. And check this out. This lady told me they're actually doing micro doses to help people get off opiates and alcohol. By even less. Yeah, so they're actually taking a 1.5 milligram, right, and sprinkling a little bit, micro doses. So it's helping the person to get off of opiate drugs just by sprinkling a little bit, almost like a homeopathic thing.
Nice.
because it, yeah, you know, it's nice. It's what it's doing is it's turning off endorphin receptors for a couple of hours when you take it, and then after the endorphin receptors are off, it will then the endorphins will come back on with full force and then kind of balance out the immune system. That's the mechanism of it. So what they do is it was originally invented to use for drug addicts, and they would give them 50 milligrams or 100 milligrams, huge dose compared to this. And it turns off their opiate receptors so they don't feel, you know, the drugs. And it would help them to wean themselves off of these drugs. That makes sense? So in other words, they take their drug, and it wouldn't work because they turned off the opiate receptors.
Yeah.
That was the original thing. And some guy by the name of Zadok, Z-A-D-O-K or something, 30 years ago began playing around with it. I think he discovered that it would do some fun stuff at a low dose. So.
Nice.
Some experiment, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
Have you done any work with Rich?
What's that, babe?
Oh, I was wondering if Rich has done any work with
low dose. I can tell you both sides of that. You know, when I was addicted to pain meds, the psychiatrist I was seeing gave me one of those full doses of naltrexone.
Like 50 milligrams?
I had one of the worst panic attacks of my life.
I would assume, and yeah.
He was flexible enough to get it, that there was something going on. Because for some people, you know, if an alcoholic takes Anabuse, people think they're not going to drink because it'll make them so violently ill. And if you're addicted to pain meds, people want to feel safe around you. So if they know you're on naltrexone, they know you can't, you know, be taking opiates. I will mention, though, now today's opiates now are powerful enough to overcome naltrexone. So it doesn't work that way like it used to.
Yeah.
Just for your information.
I know. Yeah. I agree. And I've never been able to get, since I've heard it, how taking something just to turn off the opioid receptors would help a drug addict get off of drugs. I mean,
it doesn't.
I know. I know. You know, it's like I was thinking, man, if I'm a drug addict, I'm just not going to take the naltrexone so I could get into my drugs, right? I mean, how would it help? How would it help?
Sure. Yeah, it helps other people feel safe.
Oh, good.
And it helps an addict feel safe. If an addict is highly motivated.
I see.
And they make that commitment every morning. I'm going to take this, and that way it's going to help me in the weak moments.
I see.
You know, that's what it's for. And in that way, it can be helpful and has been helpful for a lot of people who are at that point in their recovery.
Right. So you're saying, and I think you're onto something. This is what I've been intuiting about this. Unless the person is really into it and going to be making a commitment to get off of this stuff, just giving them low-dose naltrexone, or just high-dose naltrexone is not going to do anything.
Right.
Right. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. I think you're right on there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the old saying, if it's to be, it's up to me. You know, if it's to be, it's up to me, baby. Yeah. You just got to get it, you know, not grab the scotch and take the black coffee. I mean, that's all it's to it, right? That's the bottom line.
And for those of us who were truly alcoholic in our programming, and there's no human that's really alcoholic, but some of us have alcoholic programming down in our subconscious. For those of us, we really can't do it by ourselves very well. It really helps when we get together in a group. And for me, that saved my life, was going to 12-step meetings and being with other people that I resonated with who had been down the bottom of that hole.
It really helps. And, it really helps.
Yeah, do the way out of it. And
hey there.
All right, there he is.
Our internet just went... Okay,
well, we're back.
So I'm going to be able to edit this. We are back live, so don't say poop, but I'll be able to edit this. What were we talking about?
Talking naltrexone, low-dose naltrexone, and then there was an email that came up that I saw about B vitamins.
Oh, yeah, the vitamin. Yeah, actually, that was it. It was the idea. Let's see.
He was asking
And it's generally when you do B vitamins, or even when I do Intramax, I get that, you know, that real colorful urine. That doesn't mean you're not absorbing it, does it? Or what does it mean? Yeah. It's just normal, isn't it?
You had more riboflavin than you actually needed at the time, and the excess is coming out in the urine.
More riboflavin.
Yeah. B2. So.
B2. You know, it was interesting that you mentioned that. We talked about alpha-lipoic, that Bergson was using that in his LDN protocol, and he was doing, he said that alpha-lipoic acid and then B vitamins were critical. And this was mainly, though, he's dealing with people with cancer.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he would do those three things, I think, intravenous IV, the B vitamins, and the LDN. That's what he does with the cancer stuff. So if he's doing that with cancer, does that mean that the cancer thing is maybe an autoimmune thing? What's your opinion?
Yeah, you know, who knows? Yeah. I think it's pretty clear that in general we've misunderstood it.
Yeah, we really must don't know much about it at this point, do we?
Yeah, the statistics wouldn't be so rough.
No, it's
And it's so interesting. I mean, I'm constantly studying about this stuff, Patrick, but I really do think on the physiologic level, there's a lot to the metabolic idea of how the cancer really does not like oxygen and loves sugar. And, you know, so if we can get some way to get a lot of oxygen into the tissues and take the sugar out and work with light, you know, oxygen, light, and I support our mitochondria, because ultimately that whole concept comes down to that it's a mitochondrial disease, that we can really do some amazing things. God, so I'd be so curious to see.
If I get off sugar, man, that blows my whole diet, Marty. What are you doing?
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Since I'm doing paleo chocolate cake and not a moo mostly, I mean, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I did quite a bit. Hi, guys. Do you know why ALA is used for nerve regeneration like MS? I've seen it in some products from Paul in the UK. ALA used for nerve. Doc, do you have any? Do you know about ALA and nerve regeneration?
You know, I just know that it's part of protocols, and, you know, I don't want to try to dig into places where I think I heard something years ago. So if it's in there and it helps, then I'm in favor of it. And I also, just for general purposes, I want to give us human beings all credit. When we decide to go see somebody to get well, don't just run over that moment like it was not a special moment. I think that's where a lot of healing begins, is right in that moment where we make a decision to go see someone. Slowing down and examining that moment, I suspect, is far more important than what actually happens later. And, you know, I want us to all get credit for those moments.
Well, I think you're really onto something. Let's dig into that a little bit. And I've experienced that so often. I've even experienced it. Check this out with Doodle, where I've really had a good session with my homeopathic vet. And this is crazy. I mean, but I know you're onto something. Where I really connect with him, and he asks all these wonderful questions about Doodle's behavior, and that's how he discerns what kind of homeopathic remedy to give, right? Now, we've never really got to the one that's got to the root cause of itching yet. We've never. But there's been a couple times when I felt so good getting off the phone with him, knowing he was going to send one, that for the few days before I even receive it, her itching decreases dramatically.
Yay.
Now, that's exactly what you're saying, right?
Yes.
So talk a little bit about what could be going on there. That is so fascinating. You said that. That's so cool. So talk a little bit about what do you think is going on there?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you noticed that and that you said it over the air, because people can now begin to take some time and honor that there's something important that happens. There's a shift in the energy when a person makes a decision to do something like that. when I would go to meetings, the people who were addicted to pills, they said they would get the relief in their body when the pharmacist handed them the bottle.
That's so crazy.
They haven't even put it in their body yet. And if we don't notice that, we don't realize that the magic is happening from the energy, not so much from the physical substance.
Right. Yeah, not at all. I wonder what it is when we make the decision to do something or to try something and believe something might work. It must have a beautiful kind of a melody that happens within the body to begin to heal. You know, it must be some kind of movement in there, you know.
It is. And it's in the 12-step world, it's step 3. And that's the decision step. And then if it's followed by action, what that does is it shifts a person out of habitual thinking so that a whole new frequency begins to happen for them and everybody around them.
Yeah. Because the habitual thinking, in my opinion, is what's keeping it there, right?
Yes.
Right? Because during my heartburn thing, I had to get to the point, and I got there pretty quickly, that not to think of the heartburn as something that I had to get rid of, right? Not think of it separate from me, that something had to change, which that just keeps it there because you're actually making it stronger, aren't you? If it's just a thought and it's just a part of energy, then you're actually making it stronger by you're making it stronger by actually saying, oh, there's burning here and I got to do something about it, right? And in that moment, you were actually giving it more energy than it deserves. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, whatever we resist persists.
Right. So,
So then we make a decision to do something else about it and actually take an action. The whole frequency of that changes.
Yeah.
You know, if you were wearing one of those M waves from HeartMath, you'd see it go from red to green.
Just by saying, when you say that.
Yeah. We're on the heart rate variability machine, you'd see it go from sympathetic nervous system to parasympathetic.
So for our listeners who are in pain and really working with something hard, talk about some ideas that they could do now, today, after the show, to begin to approach this, whatever it is, colon or fibromyalgia or pain they have. How would they begin to work with that on a different way than they have been, saying, you know, I really have this pain in my neck, or I really have this pain here that I've had for 2 years. And how would they talk a little bit about how you would talk to them about doing it from a different aspect?
Sure. And of course, Meridian will have a lot of homeopathics about pain and about different kinds of pain. But my first thing, if I'm not working with addicts, of course, I would say, be kind to yourself, you know, and Byron Katie would say the same thing, you know, like, hey, if you're in terrible pain, take some pain medicine and then we'll work on it. You know, don't sit there and work on something as a torture device. Give yourself some compassion. But once that's happened and the pain is tolerable, if we can just be with it. I sit with the Jacques Martel book and the Recall Healing book and the M Wave, but we can also just have a talk with that part of the body. Even the Ho'oponopono can be a beautiful beginning for that.
Tell folks what that is. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so for Cricket there, who has the pain in her hip, you know, she put her hand on her hip and said to her hip, whatever's in my inherited programming that's making you suffer, I am so sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And that can be the beginning of a conversation where a person may have an insight later about what it's about. And
what Dr. Massey's mentioning is a thing called Ho'oponopono. You could actually Google that if you could figure out how to spell it. I think it's O-P-O-N-O, and something like that. And it's a four-step process where you say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and thank you. And you can use this. This is pretty cool. You could use this. Say you're driving to meet somebody. Like you're driving to meet, I don't know. You're driving to meet somebody that you don't really want to talk to. I don't know. Maybe your kid's superintendent of schools or something, because your kid pips somebody over the head. You know, something like, you know, one of those kind of conversations, you know? Mm-hmm. And you can use this and do this internally and picture the person and actually say to them before you meet them, "I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you and thank you." And, mm-hmm. and that breaks a lot of the energy of the karmic connection while you're even going to see them in the first place. Because you're already saying that, "I'm sorry. Sorry for having to do this," right? Because you and I had something we needed to work up. "So I'm sorry. So let's get over that. You know, please forgive me. So let's get over that one."
Yeah. I like that. Shifting the energy
before you even get there. Yeah.
Yeah. Before physically. Perfect.
Could I say something about that too?
No. No, you can't. Just kidding.
You know, for me, everybody's different when they work with these things, but I really have a need to super feel those words, not just say them.
Of course, yeah.
So sometimes I will say, "I am so sorry," and then take a really deep breath and feel my hip, and then I'm really sorry that something in my programming may have caused this to happen. And I may even include things like whatever it is from past lives, different, you know, what on whatever level it is.
Cover it all. Cover it all, yeah.
Yeah, whatever it is, I am so sorry. And really wait till I feel that in my bones. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And I might spend a lot of time on the thank yous, because I don't think we experience enough gratitude. But I think the thing that's been real impactful for me is the idea that we're all connected, and so that we can work really deeply with our bodies this way, and even other people's bodies, which is, you know, some of the primary stories about how this started was in a mental institution where someone just sat and read the paperwork for someone and realizing, because we're all totally connected, that he could say this for them, and profound healing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the other piece for me is that our bodies are always healing. So if we really take that in, and they are listening to us, and they're following our instructions. So, I mean, we could do a little exercise where we imagine eating a lemon. And if we really get into it, we're going to start salivating like crazy, because our body's responding to the thought of eating a lemon.
Sure.
It responds profoundly to our thoughts. So if we're sitting there and saying, "I am in so much pain," and focusing on the pain part of it all the time, rather than perhaps with the open-mindedness of a child in awe and wonder, just going in and letting ourselves feel the hip and asking our bodies, what is the sensation? Is it tight? And really get into feeling the tightness. Is it contracted? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it tingling? But also recognizing that this is the healing process, as Dr. Massey's always saying. The pain is the healing process. And our bodies are so smart that they are literally keeping us alive, doing billions of things every moment. So if we can give it the support by basically saying, "I know I am healing," and it's not a lie, I am healing. We're not lying to ourselves. You know, this sensation I have is part of my healing. And, you know, invite an awareness that the body's being supported by us. We're not fighting against it. We're not creating the pain by saying, I'm.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a little bit like positive thinking 101, but there is a profound effect to our bodies by what we think. And we can play with that to some degree.
Yeah. Okay, well said. Patrick Timpone, Meridian Grace, and Dr. Richard Massey. We're going to do a little break here and then wrap it up. 888-663-6386. Email is patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Have you guys said hi to Doodle? Hold on. Come here, Doodle. Let's see.
She's always at our feet when we're there.
Can you see her?
Hey, Doodle.
Doodle's there. She's on TV. Previously, we talked with Dr. Rulin Zhu about using Pearlseum on your teeth.
You have to experience it to believe it.
Yeah, you do. That's what I've been saying to my listeners. I keep saying, can't even explain this. Just buy it. Just click on it, buy some. Trust me. Just trust me. And you're going to like the way your teeth look. That's what I keep telling.
Dentists, they did an experiment on their clients, and they literally prove, and they literally show the picture every day. You know, when they take it in a few days, their tooth literally become, like you said, like a pearl, and it looks so beautiful and really white and shiny. Yeah, it really works, and it's also scientifically proven by the experiment. And he literally proved it is not only good for your teeth, he also proved it's also good for your gum.
Try some of this Pearlseum. I think you're going to love it. You can try it internally as well. Helps with sleep. Great way to get absorbable calcium, and also on your face. You'll see the green ad there, the beautiful green container. Get the capsules or the powder. Pearlseum. Click and order. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Gold was first discovered more than 3,000 years ago and has been a store of value for thousands of years. It was used in the United States from the 1790s through the 1930s to mint our money. Today, original examples of these American coins are sought after by both investors and collectors. We are U.S. Gold Coins. Call us today to learn more about how you can acquire physical, early American gold and silver coins. Call us at 1-800-468-2646. USGoldCoins.com.
Okay, kids, not too much going on. Gold is about 1183 this morning. Sliver is 1431. Kind of quiet. That's Andrew Goss's company, and again, his number. 800-468-2646. Probably every day of my life. I mean, I don't know how long it's been, but virtually every day. Again, last night, I like to do the far infrared sauna. The one that we have is just the bomb. It's so cool. It's just so kind of tidy. It's a very interesting design. You can look at the picture of it, and you sit in there and just put a towel over the chair. And the chair is not some cheap $5 camper chair. It's a very nice, sturdy chair, and I like to sit kind of a cross-legged thing, a little yogi thing, or if you can't do that, you can just sit in there comfortably, and then you have a timer, and then you can use either one or two of the units, depending on how hot you want it, and you'll sweat a lot, and you have the far infrared rays, and I think it's been a big component to my ongoing getting healthier and stronger and younger and cuter, and well, I just make up the cuter part. And it really is a nice thing to do. So many cultures have used sweating since the beginning of time, and of course the Indians did the sweat lodge thing, and you can actually use it too for a spiritual kind of practices. I like to do something where, you know, it's getting really, really hot, and you just kind of stay in the now and see what kind of stuff comes up, and you kind of burn through them, so to speak. And you know, that's what they did with the sweat lodge things, where people could actually begin to see their separation between mind, body, and spirit. That's what the sweat lodges were about. They were more than just sweating, of course. That's what the Indians used them for. So you can do your own little sweat lodge thing, too. They're very nice. They're extremely low EMFs, and we have a great deal on them. $995 delivered, 995 Federal Reserve notes, as such as they are, in the lower 48. And then we also send them all over the world, and it's very easy to do. And you'd be surprised at the cost. It's quite affordable. Like, we ship them, for example, to the UK for $11.95 delivered. $11.95 delivered. That's with the special EU plug, you know, because we have the right one here in the United States, and all the rest of them have, they have the weird plugs because, you know, we're the, I'm just kidding. Anyway, the EU plug, you know, the little three guys, and they're different. It'll come with the right plug, and it'll come all, and they ship right from Taiwan. If you live in the Europe, we've shipped them to Japan, to Australia, Canada, all over the world. So regardless of where you live, if you just email me and I'll work it out with you and get you the $9.95 price and then get you the best price we can with, you know, if you live outside the 48 states. And I think Canada is usually only about $50 extra and Hawaii about $50. So these are really nice. It's beginning to going to be cool in your area, and there will be winter in the next few months somewhere, wherever you are. And it's even more fun when it gets cold out. Imagine, I've been doing it all summer long when it was 100 degrees out. And, you know, you're not as motivated as much to jump in when it's 100 degrees, but once you're in there, who cares? But now when it's cold, it's really a lot more fun because you say, oh, I'm going to get in there and get warm. So it's kind of fun and cozy. These are beautiful things. The Relax Far Infrared Sauna.
Broadcasting live, weekday mornings, this is listener-supported One Radio Network.
I love the mountains, I love the rolling hills, I love the flowers, I love the daffodils, I love the fireside when the lights are low.
And that song kind of reminds me of Georgia Gracie. I don't know, you guys. What do you think? Kind of a boom diata. You guys are kind of boom diatas, aren't you? You know?
Yeah, I think so.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
I know, man. Jeez. I don't have enough black coffee on hand. Okay, yeah. Marlene, so your job this week before next show, and you're going to give me one, and everybody's going to have a job, is... you're going to do your coffee grounds on your face, right?
Oh, okay.
Okay, you but do it on your face. And then, Doc, what's your job going to be? Doc is going to be, let's see. What are we going to have Doctor do before next show? We'll have to come up with something. Me, what am I going to do? I'm going to do something. What can I do that's different? I could just eat a pork chop every day like Meridian and see how I am.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not eating pork chops every day.
I'm not eating pork chops every day.
The first time in my life the other day.
Oh, did you eat pork?
Yeah. And as I mentioned on the show, maybe last time, I missed a real photo opportunity by not catching her eating those barbecue ribs at the City Blues Cafe on Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee.
Don't.
Those are my first ribs ever.
Yeah,
because you, Murdy, you're kind of a Jewish heritage, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've just not had pork as part of my life.
Yeah. Why would you? You know, I mean, the Jewish heritage. Yeah. You know, you guys. Wow.
Patrick, there's one thing I wanted to mention because I said I would when it came out. It looks like it doesn't look like I have them in my possession now. The second edition of the Recall Healing book is available, and it's a third the price of the original one.
Huh.
So I've got 25 copies at the house, and if anybody would like to buy one, they can give me a call, and I can ship it to them.
Oh, cool. Oh, what you want to give your number?
Sure. It's 512
698-7009. 7009. It's a new and improved Recall Healing thing?
Yes, there's new additions and everything else that Gilbert has discovered teaching and working in Europe for the last number of years. He's been teaching classes with 400 and 500 people.
What's
amazing.
What's his full name?
Gilbert Renaud.
Gilbert Renaud.
Yes.
I like it. Gilbert Renaud.
New one, you can just lay it on a body part and it gets well.
if you believed well enough and deeply, Yes, you could.
That's great.
But it's my favorite book to start out with, doing the, you know, working with the M wave. I find I get the most from that, and then I'll go to the Jacques Martel if I need more support.
Do you all have a contact? It'd be fun. We'd like to should get Gilbert Renault on again. Do you have any?
Yeah.
Do you have any emails or websites or anything?
I'll send you something.
Okay, send me.
And has Steve Hines ever been on your show, Patrick?
Well, a lot, but I haven't seen him for years. What's he up to, that rascal?
He's got a bunch of new stuff, so invite him back on.
I will call him today. He is so fun. Is he still out there in West Texas, Doc?
He is. Yep. He's still San Angelo and Acuna.
Well, what's he up to these days?
Oh, I don't want to say it in case some of it he doesn't want to talk about.
Where'd you run into him?
Well, he called the other day. You know, occasionally he calls to catch up, and we were buds for a long time, and used to do the TV shows together out in Slow Death of Texas.
I remember, yeah. Good. I'm going to call him because it's been years since I've talked to him. I mean, probably 3 or 4 years. Long time.
Yeah, good. So you'll hear a bunch of new things.
And I'll tell him that you had mentioned it, and that's why I'm calling. And Dr. Cowan, I don't know if you guys have tried any of his powders. I just love these things. And he's got all these dehydrated powders that he uses, you know, Rudolf Steiner kind of people to grow all this stuff. Well, the leek powder is coming back out. And I don't know if you've ever, oh my God. Oh, and he's been out of it. He's been out of it for about 6 months. So I just saw the email. They're back in stock. You guys try this. You can put this on eggs, and it's got this prebiotic kind of thing working on for it. You know, leeks, it's got a pretty magical thing when it comes to the gut. There was this fellow that we had on years ago that figured out that one of the special things that these people in Africa had, why they had such, they would make these giant poops, you know, like 12 feet long or something, you know. And he just couldn't figure it out, you know, why they had such great biome, you know, going on. And he was saying that the leeks that they ate had this kind of prebiotic kind of, and I think Dr. Cowan got on to this idea, which is why he does this leek product thing. So.
Yeah, well, it's good that you know Jim the plumber.
Jim the plumber? Yeah, you gotta, you know. It's so funny. So I'm going to get some more of this leek. I'm going to order it today. And boy, especially a little piece of fish, like if you just put some leek on there or eggs, it's got this wonderful taste to it. It's like, and Dr. Cowan says that human cultures that regularly include members of the alum family in their diets tend to have the most normal gut function anywhere in the world. Isn't that curious?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so much sulfur in there too.
Is there sulfur in the leek thing?
Oh my God, yes. The whole onion, garlic, alum family.
Is that the, oh, that's an alum thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Allium sepa is the name for it in homeopathy or in Latin.
Yeah, I'm reading his email here I just got. He said leeks help to regulate cholesterol and other lipids, help bringing lipid profiles to a normal range. Leeks have been found to be the most potent food for helping establish normal gut flora because they contain a prebiotic that feeds the good bacteria in our guts. Wow, that'll work well with the living streams, hey, Meridian? You know, just make those babies make babies and make nephews and nieces and cousins because they kill unwanted pathogens in the gut. Wow, human cultures are regularly included members of the alum family. Oh, man, I'm ordering some. He's got Dr. Cowan's leek powder. And then he's also has a Dr. Cowan's garden leek salt. Cool, man.
Wow.
I want some. I love his stuff.
Well, I bet you'll have some soon.
I'm going to have some soon. Let's see if we have any more here before we go. I just heard that a friend was life-flighted to a hospital last week. They discovered his pancreas had shut down. They determined it was caused by a colon cleanse that he'd been doing. Any thoughts? No. Are they some colon cleanses that could be dangerous? Wow. Have you ever heard of a colon cleanse causing the pancreas to not work?
Nope.
No.
Probably fake news on that one, huh?
Yeah, you know, do you remember when you used to go, could go get a colonic at a place that didn't have a prescription from a medical doctor.
I do remember.
Yeah. And that whole thing, the story I heard, was that there was a person who did a colonic on someone and they got peritonitis.
Ah.
What was not mentioned, though, is that the person had had a colonoscopy a few days before and they had poked a hole in the bowel.
No.
So that when the person did the colonic, the fluid went through that hole, and that's what gave them peritonitis, which they would have gotten anyway, just more slowly, from the little hole. I've seen that happen 3 times myself while giving anesthesia for colonoscopy, that there's a hole torn in the bowel.
Wow.
By the camera. And if that's not repaired right away, the person gets peritonitis. So I'm amazed at how people take things out of context, build a whole story around it, and help us draw these conclusions. So I would be real suspicious of that kind of article, just like you're expressing here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take this opportunity to segue once again and say thank you for being in front of the screen and doing the radio work and facing that and putting some good, peaceful information out into the world that helps people.
That's our pleasure. We're going to go video pretty soon. We're going to go video every day.
Oh,
so, you know, have a split screen, you know, and then put them all on YouTube. So we're working on it, working on the technology. It's not too difficult, you know.
Okay. All right.
So we figure, you know, we might as well do it. Everybody else is, you know. I was going to mention something that I found interesting. Yesterday, I saw a story on the internet and heard 2 stories on the radio from 2 different radio stations where last year, 80,000 people died from the flu because they didn't get flu shots. Isn't it interesting how it happens like that, right? You see it. So now it's becoming flu season. Boom. What do they do?
Mm-hmm.
80,000 people last year. So you watch.
So can I do that?
Isn't that something, though, the way the news hooks that together?
Man, they hook it right together. And now they're going to be talking about the flu from now on. You watch. And they have places like Kroger, Sharon was telling me, that they actually will donate food to a homeless person when you get your flu shot.
Oh no, Patrick!
Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, they're guilting people into getting these flu shots, and they're very dangerous, in my opinion. I don't know.
Oh my goodness!
I couldn't agree with you more.
Wow! Yeah,
very dangerous.
And so, yeah, I'm glad you have your finger on the pulse of that one.
Isn't that
fascinating? That's really,
yeah.
Yes, it is. And let me just say one thing real quickly about the vaccines. And
that's all right.
I saw it.
Take your time.
I saw it on Wikipedia. It was right there in front of me for those of you who didn't hear it last time. Edward Jenner, who got this whole thing started, took cowpox ooze from the milkmaid's hands and scratched it on the skin of other people, and they did not get smallpox. The reason that worked is because the ooze from the milkmaid's hands is lymph fluid. Lymph fluid is where all the immune information is. Nowadays, vaccines do not have lymph fluid in them. They have a petrochemical mix.
The adjuvants, you mean, the adjuvants.
Yes. It's just a bunch of petrochemicals and toxins all put together. And that's what's mixed in with the dead or live germ.
Adjuvant.
And that's why not only does it not work, but it has all these side effects. But when you do it with human lymph fluid, like Edward Jenner did, it works because you're transferring immune information from one person to another.
So let me see if I understand. So the milkmaid, she was getting the lymph fluid from the cows?
No.
She had sores on her hands from what they said was a cowpox virus.
Okay.
That was related to the smallpox virus.
Okay.
And so somehow it was discovered that these milkmaids never got smallpox. So Jenner got the idea, what if I took some ooze from their sores on their hands and scratched it on the skin of somebody else, would it make them immune to smallpox?
The ooze is the lymph system.
Is the lymph fluid, and that's where all the immune information is. So he was taking immune information from these ladies and transferring it to another human. That's not what's happening nowadays. We're getting a germ and a petrochemical soup. There's no immune information in it.
No information at all for the immune system to do anything in a better way.
Except shock and awe. That's all it's getting, is shock and awe.
And Dr. Cowens said that the vaccines turn off the cell-mediated innate immune system.
Look, when you do shock and awe,
that's what happens, right?
Yeah, you just start shutting things down. That's what happens in war. And that's what we're doing, is declaring war on the body. Whenever we give a germ in a petrochemical soup without the lymph fluid that has the important immune information in it.
And Cowan also said, Dr. Cowan also said that if it wasn't for the adjuvants, the vaccines would do anything. I mean, the body wouldn't even react.
Yeah, see, the whole thing is actually misguided.
The whole thing is just not right, is it?
Terribly misguided. And I thought about that, and I mentioned it before on the show, how when there's measles, mumps, and rubella given separately, nobody saw the big rise in autism. Mm-hmm. But when the three of them were put together, so all three of those are autonomy markers for a person. They mark a person's independence from their mother. And so when we say to the human body, you cannot be independent from your mother, autism is the perfect response to that.
Wow, yeah, that really makes sense, doesn't it?
You can get that. That's, you know, we're commanding.
So say that again. So when the kids have smallpox, measles and mumps, that's the body's detoxification process, and it's kind of a maturation or a rite of passage, saying, Mom, I'm going to kind of go on my own now, and I'm going to get rid of some of the old stuff, right?
It's like a mark on the door when you get taller.
Yeah.
It's like that. And so when you get chicken pox, measles, mumps, rubella, that kind of thing, it's like a mark on the door. You're getting a little more independent.
And stronger.
Yes,
it builds your immune system.
And when we vaccinated those one at a time, it wasn't so shocking. But when we put three of them together, we basically said, these are three marks you will never have on your doorway. You will never grow in this way.
And then what'd you say? Why would the, go ahead.
So when we tell the body that we are making it so that all of your markers of independence from your mother cannot be expressed.
Okay.
Autism is the perfect answer.
Why? Autism would be the answer? To not communicate with mom?
You can never become independent from her.
Oh, I see. So you have these symptoms because then mom's got to take care of you. Mom's got to take care of you.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so
that's almost goosebumps. I got goosebumps when you said that one.
I know. That's a big one.
It's huge. But Patrick, The other little piece, huge piece, and it's not about the spiritual aspect so much as it's about the wisdom of the body's ability to deal with support. In homeopathy, there's something called prophylaxis, and that's been used since the beginning of the days, all the way back to Hanuman. It's over 200 years now. And you can give people a homeopathic remedy of the flu, and they won't get it. And I have been using it for 30 years, even in office buildings when I used to work with law firms and things, and nobody got the flu who took one dose a week of a homeopathic remedy. They sucked on one sugar pellet, one little sweetie, a week, and none of them got the flu. I also, just for extra protection, said if one of your kids comes home with the flu because you haven't given it to them, then go ahead and take it for a few days in a row, which will just give you extra added support. And there's a particular remedy that I use called mucococcinum, which has 20 of the most virulent flus that ever happened in the world in a homeopathic form. And then there's a company that comes out every year with the prominent flu of the year before, and they call that influenzinum. But either one of them can be incredibly beneficial to prevent the flu from happening with no side effects. And there's so many stories about how many people get the flu when they take the
shot. Yeah, but I'm not, you know, Meridian, I'm not sure this whole flu paradigm, I'm having a hard time even believing that it's some virus that's running around dripping springs. And if I, and if I go in the HEB and it's on the shopping cart, I'm going to get it. You know, I just, that model to me doesn't work. So, you know what I'm saying?
I understand. And it has so much to do with whether you need it or not and your immunity. And
so couldn't the flu be just a karmic detox thing too?
It certainly can. So many people are doing ridiculous things for the flu that they end up with side effects that go on and on and on, where they have coughs for a month or two afterwards and, you know, on and on. And all of that we could say is karmic if we want to. But there's ways to prevent that if you have a mind towards that interest.
Right. What were you going to say, Doc?
Yeah. So I'm still back with the goosebumps about the autonomy stuff.
That's right. Go ahead. Yeah.
And the measles, mumps, and rubella. To me, it feels really sad that we're telling little babies' bodies that they can never become independent from their mothers.
Yeah.
That just seems really sad to me. And
I can recall 1980 when I was reading some of George Osawa. You know George Osawa? He was like the father of macroneurotics. You know, he was like, you know, pre-Michio Kushi, right? And he wrote a book called The Great Life, and that's what macrobiotics actually means. And it's so different from what, you know, Kushi's macroneurotic thing was about brown rice, and, you know, it's like, you know, it's like this religion. And George Osawa was on it, but I always remember that he said in that book I read, and this was 40 years ago, that measles, mumps vaccines are just a natural detoxification process of the body. He said that, and it makes sense. Let's take this phone call before we go. Hi, who's this on the phone?
Hi, this is Roger from Florida. Long time no talk.
Roger, where have you been, Roger? My goodness.
Well, I haven't been listening to your show. I still can't access your show, so I can't listen live. I am catching the show on a podcast. I forgot the website, but I
One Radio Network actually is. So why can't you listen live?
Well, I'm right now I'm a computer shop, and that's my computer.
Oh, I see.
Obsolete.
One of those things.
To upgrade the browser and spend that much money. But anyway, I wasn't watching my time. I was just talking to somebody on the phone, and I figured I'd call in quick. I didn't know what I was interrupting or.
That's all right. We're about ready to wrap up the show, but you're on with Dr. Massey and Meridian. Anything at all you want to talk about?
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Massey and Meridian. Dr. Massey, I just wanted to ask you a quick question. I just was on the phone with my daughter. She was talking about the consultation, and I should give you a plug here for people that are still listening to the show today, wherever they're at. They're missing an opportunity if they don't do a consultation with you. And, you know, you don't need to see a doctor face-to-face. I mean, she and Sandy talked to you a few weeks back. They got a wealth of information. So anyway, I wanted to ask you a quick question what are you thinking at this point in time on, like, heavy metal and mercury testing? Do you go for the hair test, or do you still think this, the urine challenge, you know, with the IV is the way to go? I'm talking to somebody that's really telling me some things about their life, their work life, and industrial settings, and what they've been exposed to, and I'm thinking, like, maybe they need to do some testing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, Roger. I appreciate that, and the tests that industry offer tend to not show what's there, as you probably
really?
Know. And yeah.
What do you mean, the blood test?
Yeah, so you know, there's a lot of testing ideas out there to check. Christopher Shade out there in Colorado has that triple test for mercury, which does the hair, the urine, and the blood sample, but it doesn't check for other metals. And then there's the chelation challenge test, which is my old favorite gold standard because it's been around for so long. And if somebody doesn't have fillings still left in their mouth, you can get away with that. But if people have fillings in their mouth, you know, it makes it a little tougher to test safely because most of the chelators that would pull the mercury out also dissolve the fillings a little bit. So, you know, that's when I go and look at Christopher Shade stuff. And I also poke people's fingers and look at their little smear on the microscope. And if they have a big black ring around their blood clot, they've got some kind of heavy metal in there that's bothering them. So those are typically what I look
for. What are you saying, Roger?
That reminds me. I think I have that test and I never did it. That little finger prick test that do the slot. I don't believe that. I do not believe that I got that thing and I just forgot about it.
Yeah, well, you know, and I can't take credit for you still being alive today. That's the downside.
Well, I don't remember what price you quoted me way back when I ordered that thing, but how much, when I do that, how much do I send along with it? What's your cost on that now? It's probably going up a little bit. So.
Yeah, it's probably gone up a little bit. You know, back in the day, it was like 50. You know, I would probably do something closer to 100 now.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what you did quote me. But anyway, I've done a few tests in past years. I've done the chelation. I've done the heavy metals with the EDTA, and then I also did it with the challenges for the mercury.
For the mercury, yeah.
A lot of people don't like to do that. I guess they're saying that's not the greatest thing now. So I don't know. I did Dr. Dooley's test. He had one where he used the DMPS in a capsule when he closed that company down. But for years he had that MerckOut.com, and they were doing testing that way. Went off the doctor's data. And I'm looking pretty good on the mercury. So anyway, I'm holding you guys up. You probably want to go home.
That's okay. So thanks for calling, Roger. Call again. I hope you get it so you can listen to us. Live?
Yeah, I'm going to get that straightened out here real quick, and then I can call in and bother you more.
Good.
More. All right, all right. Okay.
One quick note for you, Roger.
See you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I just wanted to throw in one quick little note there, and that is that the dry blood, the clot that Rich looks at, tells you a lot more than just about heavy metals.
Oh, you know, it just popped in my mind. I don't know why. But Dr. Bergson was also... Oh, not Dr. Bergson, this fellow we had, Dr. Tim Marshall, PhD. He's really cool. If you're into brain stuff, he's really working with people that have, and he said, I've never seen a brain injury kind of thing, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, that with the right nutrients that you can't, you know, clear it right back up. Never seen one, he said. He said they'll all heal. Isn't that cool? He was pretty big on lithium orotate. About 5 milligrams. Have you ever taken?
I use it from time to time.
Do you? Can you feel that, Meridian?
I have a bottle open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I can go to sleep pretty much just listening to my show, so, you know, I don't probably need it. Have some lithium. Oh, okay. All right, kids, what do you say? Man, I'm going outside and sitting in the sun for about 20 minutes. What do you think?
Good plan.
What do you think?
Yeah, the sun's out. We could go out now, too.
Boy, I bet your creek is really flying like ours, huh? Whew.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Have you guys had a lot of rain, too?
Yes. Yeah, it was good.
Well, I'm going to come visit soon, okay? Doodle and I come over, and we'll visit, and we'll eat some meridian. We'll look in Meridian's icebox, look at me, boy. Icebox, refrigerator, icebox. Do they even call them iceboxes anymore? Jeez. Well, that was a. I dug deep for that one, man. Refrigerator, and to see, I'm sure she's gonna have plenty of food, right? And she'll feed us. And Well, we'll see what kind of contraptions you guys got we can play with.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you think?
Sounds like fun.
Well, thanks for being there, or here, or wherever you are.
And yes.
We'll put all your information on our website as well, we do, so folks can contact you. Okay? And don't forget, Meridian, so you have the second edition or the latest edition of the Recall Healing book, right?
That's right.
If people want to call and they can just order that.
Uh-huh.
Cool. All right, kids. Well, I love you. Bye. See you soon.
Love you, too, Patrick.
Bye. Be good. Take care. Bye.
See you. Thank you. Play a beautiful song. We'll dance our way out of here.
Actually, we were just going to not. We were going to skip that part today. We were just going to do it. I'll see you guys. Bye. I love you all very much. Thank you for joining us. It's been an honor to be here with you, as it always is, on OneRadioNetwork.com. I'll be here tomorrow with Open Phone Friday. I'm feeling better and better and better every day. I have so many interesting things that's been helping me along the line doing my spiritual work, but also to burn through some of the things that I've been able to do, you know, and heartburn and all that stuff, which is so amazing, boy, after 2 or 3 years. And I wish I had the exact recipe of what it was all about. I'm writing about it in my book, but I these things that I've been taking, none of them have really cured it, you know, but they've all been helpful. And, it was no accident that the Living Streams products came along a few months ago to help to balance the physiological part of my tummy out and stomach. And so look at these products. I think you'll find them really, really interesting to play with if you want to have, if you want to just do the basic. You know, the basic one, I would do Living Streams Multi-Blend, Living Streams Minerals, and then Living Streams Bifido. I would do those three. And you can get some of the other ones, the alfalfa, the moringa, the LS Derma Gold that you want, and then put those in your smoothie like I do. Those are all kind of extra, but they're all fun, and they all have different things. He has a thing called the Perfect Molecule, which is the C60 product. And so that's real fun to play with. These are great products. We're very excited to offer them. Wayne's a cool guy. And if you'd like to get more information about them, I can give you a phone number if you have a pen there. It is 360-912-2981. 360-912-2981. Her name is Marilyn, and she'll talk to you. And you can ask her questions about particular things you guys have going on, and which one might be appropriate for you, and or not. And, we don't make any medical claims. And then if you'd like to order, please just say thank you very much, write them down, and then go to our website and order them, and then we'll get a commish on the deal. And that's how we make our living, with a little commish, our commission. All right, kids, well, I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Let me know if I can help with anything. I'm at your service, and may the blessings be.
Know the Source on One Radio Network.